Still no peace for Pilate. At last, everything was peaceful for Pilate. Jesus was dead, the religious leaders had won the day, and the crowd seemed happy enough. And then someone knocked on his door. It was a man called Joseph from a place called Arimathea. "I have a very simple request," he said. "Could I take Jesus' body and give it a proper burial?" "A proper burial?" asked Pilate. "But you're one of the religious leaders. Why would you want to do that?" "Not all of us hated Jesus," Joseph explained. "Some of us really did believe that he came from God, but there just weren't enough of us to stop the others. So my friend Nicodemus and I want to do what we can to help. May we have the body, please?" On the one hand, Pilate was surprised, and on the other, he was really rather pleased. "Do what you like," he shrugged. "It saves me having to deal with it." So Joseph and Nicodemus collected the body of Jesus, and according to their custom, they poured spices and perfumes over it and wrapped it up in a linen cloth, and then they placed Jesus' body in a garden tomb and rolled a big stone across the entrance. Meanwhile, the other religious leaders were calling on Pilate as well. "What is it now?" he sighed. "Nasty rumors," said the religious leaders, "started by Jesus himself while he was still alive. From what we've heard, he told his followers that he would rise from the grave 3 days after he died." "Surely you don't believe that," sighed Pilate again. "Of course not," cried the religious leaders, "but his followers do, and we're afraid they might steal his body and hide it just to prove he was right." "And so," said Pilate, desperate for an end to this conversation. "And so we want a few of your soldiers," said the religious leaders, "for 3 days, no more, to stand guard over the tomb in case our fears are true." "All right," agreed Pilate, keen to finish the matter once and for all. "We're very grateful," said the religious leaders. "We won't forget this." And they paraded happily out of the room. And Pilate? Pilate sighed again, a sigh of relief this time, for this Jesus business was finally over. Or at least, that's what he thought.